Acts chapter 17, beginning with verse 16. While Paul was waiting for them in Athens, he was very distressed to see that the city was full of idols. So he led a discussion in the synagogue with the Jews and those who feared God, as well as those who happened to be in the marketplace every day. Some of the Epicurean and Stoic philosophers also debated with him. Some said, "What is this seed picker trying to say?" Others said, "He seems to be someone who is proclaiming foreign gods." They said this because Paul was preaching the good news about Jesus and the resurrection. They took him and brought him to the council of the Areopagus, saying, "May we know what this new teaching is that you are talking about? You seem to be bringing in some ideas that are strange to our ears, so we want to know what these things mean." All the Athenians and the foreigners who lived there enjoyed doing nothing more than telling or listening to something new. Then Paul stood up in front of the council of the Areopagus and said, "Men of Athens, I see that you are very religious in every way. For as I was walking around and carefully observing your objects of worship, I even found an altar on which had been inscribed, 'To an unknown God.' Now what you worship as unknown, that is what I'm going to proclaim to you. The God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth, and does not live in temples made with hands. Neither is he served by human hands, as if he needed anything, since he himself gives all people life and breath and everything they have. From one man he made every nation of mankind to live over the entire face of the earth. He determined the appointed times and the boundaries where they would live. He did this so they would seek God and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. As some of your own poets have said, indeed we are also his offspring. Therefore, since we are God's offspring, we should not think that the divine being is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by human skill and planning. Although God overlooked the times of ignorance, he is now commanding all people everywhere to repent, because he has set a day on which he is going to judge the world in righteousness by the man he appointed. He provided proof of this to everyone by raising him from the dead." When they heard about the resurrection from the dead, some of them started to scoff, but others said, "We want to hear you again on this subject." So Paul left the council. However, some men became followers of Paul and believed. Among them were Dionysius, a member of the council of the Areopagus, and a woman named Damaris, as well as others with them.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.